overcome your dyslexia?
Yeah.
What's necessary to do that?
How can we overcome anxiety? I think there are many factors, but sometimes there are certain disorders which may result because of some, say, chemical imbalances in the brain or certain structural problems with the brain. If that is the case, it's clearly medically or scientifically documented there are certain problems physically, then certain psychiatric treatment is okay. It will be necessary at that time. But in most cases, in today's world, the tendency is that we try to look for chemical solutions to human problems.
Yes.
Human problem means just there is so much work to do and so many things to do that causes stress. One problem with any form of psychiatric treatment is that with respect to the brain, it is not very easy to actually clearly diagnose what the problem is. Because there was a survey done in England. At the same patient, he went to 10 different psychiatrists and he described a constellation of 8 symptoms.
Yeah.
And all those 10 different psychiatrists gave different diagnoses.
Yeah.
That's why the tendency to seek psychiatric solution as the first solution. Are you okay? Should we get a chair for you?
Okay.
So that is, we can't just find quick fix solutions for all problems through chemical treatments or whatever. So, so what can we do? I think there are three main things. First is, as I said, the spiritual practice. Like we had this kirtan. Just spiritual music, if we have a program for it, say daily.
Like meditation.
Let the music go on and just sit and meditate. You can sing with it. Like you were singing here, close your eyes and sing with it. In fact, we have a nice CD over there.
Yeah.
Where we have a lot of good collection of spiritual music, which you could use. That way, the connection with a higher reality itself brings some peace, itself brings some order. Because, just like if you are in a boat, if you are in a river or in an ocean, the water is always shaking and that will shake us. But if you are in a boat and the boat is anchored, the shaking will decrease considerably. So, our meditation anchors us in a higher reality.
Meditation and yoga. You mentioned yoga a few times.
Yeah, now yoga is a physical posture that is meant to facilitate inner concentration, inner focus. So in that sense, yoga leads to meditation.
Okay. Yeah.
So now by that, what we can do is we have one is the spiritual practice of meditation on a daily basis. Second is the spiritual practice is what we will do at other times, at certain times in the day. But along with that, we also need to sharpen our intelligence. So for example, if I have a virus in my computer, then I need an antivirus program, and I need the antivirus program to detect it quickly. So like that, we need to sharpen our intelligence, especially our introspection. So as soon as you start seeing that our mind is going on a wrong program, you have to catch it at that time. So that happens. But that mindfulness happens more through study of spiritual books. The first is of course meditation, which also brings mindfulness. But study of spiritual books, it helps us to understand what is happening in our inner world better. The dynamics that are there, when we understand them better, then we can catch it. Oh, this thought is going in this direction. And third is, if we can have some friends who are spiritually minded, then they will not just remind us of the practices that we can do to really get relief from spirituality, but they will also offer us comfort, they will also offer us solace, they can offer us basically friendship. So sometimes the anxiety is just caused by feelings of loneliness. So often when we are with people who are materially motivated, we really don't know how much they care for us. So because in the materialistic world, there is not much basis for relationships, sustainable relationships. If we have spiritually minded friends, just their friendship itself can help us counter anxiety to some extent.
Yeah.
I would say if you do these three things, meditation practice, study of spiritual books, and befriending spiritual people.
Yeah.
You'll be able to deal with anxiety in a significant way.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
What is your name?